is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I am Patty Mercer and we are live today from the Improper Pig right here on Main Street. And with me today, I have Celia McCarter. So good to see you.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me back.
You know, as I pause to introduce you, you wear so many hats. So it's almost like I need to go through my my list here. First of all, I met you because you are the cotillion teacher.
Yes, ma'am. Philip and I have been working in that industry for over 11 years now, and we are so thrilled to be able to give those opportunities and that skill set to children here in Fort Mill. But we've also been able to expand our business to reach others in North Carolina and our surrounding counties as well. But we're just so thrilled to be part of that.
I love the fact that you have really such a handprint upon so many young people who now are seniors and college graduates.
Yes.
It's just incredible because all parents look for that opportunity for someone else to maybe be more effective with teaching the etiquette that really does matter. And yet our society seems to be very casual right now, and busy.
Yes.
So you do that. Which, if you think about that, what a perfect segue into getting involved in volunteering with our schools, because you got some qualifications in that department as well. Five of them.
Five of them, yes, ma'am. my oldest two have graduated. They started in the school district as kindergartners. They graduated and got one in each school, including a third grader. So I'll be here for quite a few more years.
Wow. You know a thing or two.
Well, I'm learning as I go, and I'm...
Yeah. That's a great attitude because life is all about learning. So recently you were voted onto the school board serving on the Board of Trustees.
What an incredible honor it is to represent, you know, one of the best school districts in the country, definitely the one in the best in the state, but to have that responsibility voted on by my peers and by my neighbors and my community, I couldn't be more blessed and humbled by that.
And you've also been behind the scenes as it relates to some of the fundraisers that have made such a difference within our middle school sports program, especially the Dancing with the Stars.
I was a dancer years ago like you, and then somehow I became the co-chair, and I've co-chaired a lot of fundraisers throughout for the district for a lot of different things, whether it's through the PTO or for Classroom Ready with part of the foundation as well.
And you've judged for me in the Strawberry Festival pageants.
Yes, ma'am. What an experience that was. I had not been part of the pageant world before then, and it really opened my eyes, and I'm excited, and hopefully my daughter will join that group of young ladies as well one day.
And I will never stop asking you and reminding you that you too should join as a Mrs. because you could totally rock a crown. Today we're going to be talking specifically about the Bulldog Shake.
Yes.
Which is so catchy, and you go ahead and take this one because what a great name. What's it all about?
So this is the most exciting thing I have been a part of recently, and I had no idea about it. There is a gentleman, it's called the Wrong Clock Academy out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they have what's called an amazing shake. And the idea of this academy is to build an opportunity where educators from all over the world can come and see a different way of teaching. And our teachers have gone there to learn about different styles and so forth. Well, Angie Harms, who is the literacy specialist at Gold Hill Middle School, learned about the amazing shake.
The amazing shake, okay.
She wanted to replicate that as the Bulldog Shake at Gold Hill. And so it is modeled after the competition teaches students manners, discipline, respect, and professional conduct. They work on proper handshakes, working a room, giving a successful interview. But what I like best is remaining composed under pressure.
Wow. Yes. If that is the takeaway from a program that you learn in middle school, huge.
Yes.
because self-control, remaining calm under pressure, learning how to work a room, all of these things that you're talking about can be very intimidating, even for adults.
Yes, and that's one of the things that I have worked into my program with Classic Cotillion, my business that I teach, and I work with 7th and 8th and 9th graders how to do this, and part of it is reading body language, but the reason why I felt that this was so important is because our society is not learning those social cues the way we have before. And because we're becoming more relaxed and things are immediate on social media and so forth, it is really rare when you can speak to somebody intelligently and have two different opinions but remain controlled. And it might be the way we approach a teacher, and it might be the way that we handle ourselves behind the wheel when we're driving, or even in an interview.
I think this is so important because the term critical thinking has been used a lot in terms of a goal that we have for students. Not until recently did I really come across an explanation of critical thinking that resonated with me. And it might be because of our, you know, our recent political climate and behavior that we are seeing in adults.
Yes.
But it's being able to look and read opposing views, accept information, and then go research and be willing to have those conversations. Take or you know what you can from that and have that other person ideally share what you're sharing, but come to a point where you may just agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
But part as friends.
Yes.
Or at least
yes.
Pleasant acquaintances.
Right. And at very worst case, we end up leaving a conversation like that understanding more about somebody else's perspective, as opposed to angry, infuriated, and, you know, trying to start, very negative feelings within ourselves and within our community.
And let's face it, when the emotion starts rising, the hearing gets lower and lower, and I don't think that you can hear a valid point from another person when you are having so much emotion within yourself. Plus, it's physically not good for your heart, your stress level,
absolutely,
and all of that. We need to take a mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Celia McCarter, and we're going to talk about soft skills, what they mean, and even career pathing and what, that talent pool that companies are looking to fill, what soft skills have to do with that as well. Of course, Close Up is brought to you every Tuesday by Custer Commercial, and we are live today from the Improper Pig, one of the beautiful developments of Custer Commercial, and our co-sponsors, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina and York Electric Cooperative. So we'll be back. Stay tuned. Just a few. Located in Fort Mill, the Custer companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Custer Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and my guest today is Celia McCarter. We're talking about the Bulldog Shake, which was inspired by the Amazing Shake, which is practiced at Ron Clark Academy in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I've heard about this academy before. In fact, Dr. Hugh Wilson over at the Palmetto School, he has a huge poster of all the like 25 steps that are required, the rules that are required to attend the Ron Clark Academy, which seems very counterintuitive or countercultural from what we're hearing. In fact, a lot of things that seem to be very beneficial for kids learning how to engage with others, in some ways, we seem to be getting away from that.
Right.
Is it because we're so busy?
Well, I think it's a couple different things. First of all, we're spending so much time teaching children to find answers using the internet, using iPads and computers and Chromebooks, which is wonderful because let me tell you something, they can find an answer very quickly, and that's what our future is geared towards. However, everything comes at a cost, and what they're learning is what they're losing is the social skills that come along with that, or the diligence it takes and the perseverance to look through an encyclopedia or to read the dictionary or to do other things like that. So I think it's wonderful that we're moving forward. However, we're losing some things along the way.
And you know, it's just like anything. The more you practice, the better you become.
Absolutely.
I read that a millennial would rather go to the dentist than have to walk into a bank and do a face-to-face transaction with a bank teller.
Sounds like one of my sons.
That was not my dentist experience growing up.
No.
I ran errands with my mom all the time. And when I look back, she was teaching me social skills by modeling how you treat people, how you talk to people. I swear, I thought my dad knew everybody because everyone that he said, "How you doing? Hello, how are you today?" I thought was a friend.
Right. Right.
Now I know that my dad was just being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We're from the South.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, and it's really odd when you talk to people in human resources or people that work in large businesses, you'll hear them not necessarily complaining, but just finding it very odd that the new employees, those kids right out of college, sometimes they don't understand business etiquette in terms of how to respond to an email, or corporate casual Friday is not flannel pants.
It's not your pajamas.
Right. So it's those skills that we're losing and we're missing.
So the bulldog handshake, you
sure
really have this so well. Okay, let me just get this buzz name right. It's the bulldog shake. Perfect. I love it. I love it. In fact,
yeah,
I think there should be an ice cream named after it.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, right there. You can do it. But you've started working on this like back in November.
Actually, Mrs. Harms had worked with the students earlier than that. She invited the children to learn about what the experience was going to be, and then she asked them to compete. And that first, and she gave them some skills and so forth, let them know what they were doing, and that narrowed the pool down to 25.
Okay.
And then she had been working with those students for a few months. I've come in as the classic cotillion director in the local area to work with them and teach them these skills and give them some hints and tricks and things to look for to launch, linger, and leave conversations. And then also build their confidence, because at the end of the day, if children are confident, they will look you in the eye. They will give you a firmer handshake. Their posture is different and their poise. So all those things are important to be a successful competitor in this bulldog shake.
I love it. I love it. You know, I was looking at soft skills. The definition of a soft skill: interpersonal skills, and they're not usually taught in school. Typically, they're taught in childhood. And if they are taught in childhood, then they can prevent some problems as we grow up, such as you said, social skills. I don't know. I think it's very interesting. The six C's of parenting: collaboration. Okay, that's parenting, but that's what we hear in the business world every day.
Right. And
okay,
in the schools, where the school district with the STEAM initiative is doing their best to collaborate with students and have a more diverse classroom setting.
Absolutely. Communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's that back and forth. That's like, I know. What did you just say?
Launch, linger, and leave a conversation.
Okay, so again, there's a timing, there's a balance, there's a flow to conversation.
Absolutely.
Communication. Mastery of content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just being able to, I guess, say back what you read, reading comprehension.
Absolutely, but also listening to what the other person is saying so that when I respond to them, it's obvious that I paid attention to them and it's obvious that they're important to me. And I'm not looking at my phone and I'm not looking past them over their shoulder at something else.
So you are present, and the message that the person receives is, I matter.
Absolutely.
Which builds confidence, especially in children and young adults. Critical thinking. Going back to finding how you think about something through opening up other opposing views rather than just selective thinking.
Well, and also it's more than just accepting a fact for a fact. Why does this matter, and how did somebody come up with this fact, and is it truly a fact?
Like Wikipedia.
Right.
I think it celebrated an anniversary today, and apparently Wikipedia, anybody can go in and add to that definition.
Right. You don't know who that person is.
So it might massage and change through the years to be very relevant, but is it right?
Absolutely. So understand, and then also applying it. Just because this particular idea works in this city, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in my city, or it's not going to work with my one child, but it might work with the other four. So
which leads kind of to the next thing, creative innovation.
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to innovate and be creative, because to your point, you have like a perfect focus group with your five children. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Thought of it that way, and that wasn't our intention when we had five children.
thank you so much.
Yes.
For what you've done for society.
Absolutely.
And then I love the big one at the end, the confidence.
Right.
So those are six C's of parenting, but these are also things that come up that employers are looking for.
Absolutely. Can you imagine walking into a meeting with your boss and you want to talk about a raise and having no confidence? Not critical thinking skills, meaning you don't understand what his limitations are with his business. You can't ask for $1 million raise if it's not $1 million company. But then also being able to communicate with him effectively and understand what he's saying, and maybe come to a higher negotiating point for you than you expected if you weren't confident.
I think this is so great. So when we talk about the bulldog shake, the handshake, the firmness, the eye contact.
Absolutely.
The poise. Social grace. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if a mom tries to say social grace to her son, chances are she's not going to get very far.
Right.
But if you are open-minded and you put it in the context of what it means, it's a different narrative.
Absolutely. And it's social grace is too. excuse me.
You know what? Grab some water. We're going to come back. We just want to thank our sponsors right now. Of course, Houston Commercial, presenting sponsor of Close Up every Tuesday and Thursday. York Electric Cooperative is our co-sponsor, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. And U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. You can always call Chris, because rates are going up. You need to find out if you're prepared. More with Celia McCarter and the Bulldog Shake in just a few. Stay tuned.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TGK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and you are listening to Close Up. We are live today from the Improper Pig, but I can promise you, with my guest, Celia McCarter, we are being very proper.
Yes, I thought that was so funny.
I know, right? I know. The queen of etiquette right here. We're talking about the Bulldog Shake, which is a competition at Gold Hill Middle School.
Yes.
Inspired by the Ron Clark Academy, which has the amazing shake.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of our educators have attended seminars at the academy?
Right. There's been over 50,000 teachers from across the nation that go to this academy and learn different things. So some of our teachers learn about different teaching styles and building character in character education within their curriculum and different things like that. So we had a group of teachers that went, and when they did, they saw this amazing shake, and that's one of the thousand things that they brought back to our school district.
I love it, because if you just looked at some of the rules of the Ron Clark Academy, it seems a little old school, mm-hmm. and yet it is so valuable and what we're looking for. The first round, I guess, is the preliminary round when 25 students are chosen.
Right, 25 students will do a meet and greet or a networking type with the judges, and after that time frame has completed, 50% of them will be eliminated. So that's all based on first impressions, which is very exciting but intimidating too.
Well, yeah, and you don't know what you don't know, and until you know something, you've got to have some model to follow.
Right.
You know, an example of identifying what it is that you're hoping to achieve. And then round two, what is that?
So round two is a little different. What they do there is they're put on the spot. So they might be working as a cashier or work, and a rat walks through the, runs through the restaurant, or somebody comes in demanding their money back and they are uncontrollable. So how do we handle that, and how do we listen to what they need but still remain calm under pressure?
Real life scenarios.
Absolutely.
You can't freak out. You've got to, especially
That's
if
right.
you are on the job. And then round three really seems to take it up a notch.
That's more of a mock trial type situation. And when I first read about this, I couldn't quite figure out how mock trial has to do with impressions, but it does. You have to be articulate. You have to be incredibly confident no matter what you're saying or what you believe. You must be confident about it. And then you have to watch what the jurors are and the judge, their body language, so you know how to maybe curtail the conversation or curtail what you're saying so that they will agree with you as well.
That is so amazing, because when you break it down like that, you don't think about that. You
mm-hmm.
just think that that person's good at talking in front of people. That's what I hear a lot. I also hear a lot of kids that make assumptions that I don't want to work at Disney because I don't want to be a character, or I don't want
right.
to work on a ride, without realizing that within the business framework of Disney, there are accountants, there are mm-hmm. Coaches, there's all sorts of things. So what is, this is the first year that you guys have done the Bulldog Shake.
Yes.
What is the goal moving forward, to do this every year?
Well, now, of course, Mrs. Harms is in charge of the one at Gold Hill, but when I got to be a part of this, I also serve on SICs at other middle schools in the district. So I would like to see other middle schools adopt this program as well. I'd like to see a regional where children in our school district compete against each other. And wouldn't it be grand if our kids could go to the Ron Clark Academy and compete on the national level, which is possible. You don't have to go to school at the Ron Clark Academy to compete in the Amazing Shake.
Yeah. How do you judge, like, some of these rounds? How do you choose? Is it a couple of educators, or do you bring in outside business leaders?
We have been thrilled. We have over 25 business leaders in the community who are our judges, and we were intentional about finding judges who some are in media. You'll be one of our
yes,
judges
thank
this
you.
Year. But we have lawyers, and we have a dentist, and we have educators in our school district. The superintendent should be there. We also have county council members and entrepreneurs and local business owners. We think it's important to involve the community, but every single person I asked said that they thought this was an amazing idea, and how could they be a part of it?
Well, it is an amazing idea, and I appreciate you putting your time into making a difference. These soft skills are so important, teamwork, leadership, and confidence. Sometimes the students that are so personable, that are so articulate, unfortunately don't shine in that academic box.
Absolutely.
Providing them an opportunity to flex their soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
is an awesome thing.
Well, and for me, I think it also gives the children an opportunity to say, hey, a good handshake will take you so far, but this is how you'll use a good handshake later in life.
Exactly. I mean, it's one thing to hear soft skills, but to understand what they are and how to apply them and the why.
Right, right.
You know, if you can achieve all of that, then you really have set the students up to succeed. Mm-hmm. And to your point, yeah, you accept, we embrace change. We're in a digital world. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we have to step away from the connection.
Absolutely.
Of people.
And understanding that connection and how making them feel important, because they are important, will affect your conversation and your relationship with them for the better.
Absolutely. Now, you also serve on the Fort Mill School Board. Real quick, are we getting any closer to seeing the impact fees and being able to utilize some of the funding, or is it still embargoed?
Well, it's still embargoed. That's what the lawyers had suggested that we do, mainly because... Well, so anyway, we're in litigation. I really don't want to talk much more about it.
For another day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all you do, your time, your volunteerism, and the Bulldog Shake. We'll be giving you an update on Palmetto Mornings. Thanks for being with us today. Celia McCarter, always awesome getting to spend time with you.
It's a joy. Thank you for thinking of me.
All righty. And, of course, this edition of Close Up is brought to you by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. On site, live from Improper Pig right here on Main Street, Fort Mill. Thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. When the facts matter, Close Up counts. You can catch today's interview on WREHI's Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, this is Patty Mercer.